Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with free samples. I don't know about where you live, but here in Columbus, allergy season has started back up again. I feel like I can usually muster through. However, allergies can turn a peaceful night's sleep into a battle of tossing and turning for me. Sleep is something that I highly prioritize, and nasal congestion, sneezing fits, and itchy eyes can disrupt my ability to one, fall asleep, and two, to stay asleep, leaving me fatigued in the morning, which is not great with three kids. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Like I said, I used to muster through, but as I've gotten older, my allergies have gotten worse. And Claritin D has been a life changer when it comes to my day-to-day. Like I said, sleep is so important to me, and that's usually where I notice my allergies the most, laying down on my back and not being able to breathe. Thank goodness for Claritin D. So are you ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away, and you can find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Megan, bringing you the Minimalist Mantra of the Week, a quick 5-minute episode with a phrase you can meditate on and apply to your daily mom life. Me and my podcasting partner Diane are suburban moms trying to make room in our lives for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. We're on a journey to think more and do with less. This week's mantra is, collect memories, not things. My husband and I bought our first house in 2005. The home was a new build. We were situated on the end of a street surrounded by protected wetlands. It was a condo community, but we had a great lot that felt much more spacious than the homes sandwiched together and facing rows in the rest of the community. Not long into owning our home, I got a call from my husband in the middle of a workday with the news that our home had been broken into. Our house was armed with an alarm system. However, the robbery was that smash and grab type. The goal was to run through the house, grabbing whatever they could, and run away with it before the police showed up. They took our TV and DVD player and my jewelry box. Suddenly, our perfect end-of-the-row house made us feel exposed rather than in a sanctuary. Thankfully, we had homeowners insurance, and I had made an inventory of my jewelry for that purpose. We received a small sum to, quote-unquote, replace the contents of my jewelry box. I went to a jewelry store, picked out a few new, expensive pieces, and put them in a new jewelry box. I thought that's what I was supposed to do, replace the jewelry. But what I overlooked is that I had only replaced the metal and couldn't replace the memories. Every time I looked at that jewelry, it was tainted. The memory attached to them was an awful one. They sat in my jewelry box for years, and I eventually sold them. That's why this week's mantra is, collect memories, not things. When I bought that new jewelry with the insurance money, I somehow thought the things were what needed replacing. I was owed those things back, when really the important part of those things was still with me. If this same scenario were to happen today, we would use the money to travel, to make new, joyful memories. I wouldn't buy some pieces of metal and stone to sit in a box. I'd fill my heart and camera roll to the brim. Things can certainly be memory holders and reminders of celebrations and happy times, but things do not own those memories. They are forever in your mind to recall. Things can be taken away from you, broken, lost, or stolen. However, your memories are always protected. So from now on, I'll invest in memories and experiences, not things. Let us know how you put this week's minimalist mantra into practice on Facebook or Instagram. You can find us at Minimalist Moms Podcast. If this week's mantra was particularly impactful to you, or you think a friend would benefit from it, please pass it along. We've included a complete transcript of this podcast on our website, minimalistmomspodcast.com. Or if you'd like to receive those show notes directly to your email inbox, all you have to do is text the word minimalist to 444-999. That's the word minimalist to 444-999. You will get a text, and then you send them your email address, and you'll automatically be signed up to get our show notes whenever a new podcast is posted. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review on iTunes. We throw a mini dance party every time we see one of those. We wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.